Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And it's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, along with our very special guest, Eric Lammers, lead recruiting analyst for Nittany Nation, which is part of the Rivals Network. Eric, by the way, was part of James Franklin's recruiting staff back in his Vanderbilt days, so he brings a great deal of experience and perspective when we want to talk about recruiting in the college football world. First of all, Eric, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. It's good to be here, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk Penn State recruiting with you all, and I know you guys have some, you know, some very passionate fan base there in Pennsylvania when it comes to Penn State football, so I'm pretty excited to be just a small part of that and kind of, you know, spreading the word a little bit.
Fantastic. Well, the one thing I will correct you on, you said in Pennsylvania, it's true. We do have a lot of passionate fans here, but we've got passionate fans throughout the country and even in the world. That's the one thing about being on a podcast, and we get some listeners from, we've had them from Israel, Australia, England. It's really been crazy. But let's get started. I want to make use of all your helpful information. I brought you on today. We were going to talk about the 22 recruiting class, but before we get there, this week, a new recruit for the 23 class, an offensive lineman named Joshua Miller from Virginia, committed to Penn State. What could you tell us about Josh Miller?
Yeah. So the Penn State staff got the week started off with a nice little surprise there from Joshua Miller. He's a 6'4", 6'5". You know, offensive lineman from Life Christian Academy down there in Virginia. He's been somebody that's been on Penn State's campus quite a few times this past fall for game days. Back in November, he was actually getting to the point where we thought he was going to commit then to Penn State. And he ended up actually hitting the pause button. He released a few top schools, which included Clemson, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia Tech. And, had said maybe he was going to take the process out a little bit longer. But I think in his heart, he kind of always knew that Penn State was the spot for him. He has an incredible relationship with Coach Franklin and Coach Trotwine there at Penn State. And so I think he just woke up this morning. I think maybe, happened over the weekend. But over the weekend and into this morning, I think he made the decision that, enough was enough and let's make this thing official. So he becomes commit number five for the 23 class. It's a good group, ranked number three in the nation already on Penn State on Rivals. So he adds to that, and they're going to continue to get to work adding more and more for sure.
For those listening to our show later in the week, we're recording on Monday, so it was today, Monday, that we saw that commitment. Is he a guard or tackle?
Potentially, he could potentially play out there on the edge at right tackle. He's got some athleticism, but he is pretty much what you're looking for, especially in the Big Ten, as an interior offensive lineman. Big, wide body, girthy, excels in that run blocking. So I would look for him to probably to be put more, inside at guard and just let him pave the way there because he's got a mean streak to him. He does have that athleticism, like I said, but man, he excels in run blocking and he plays with an attitude. So he's what you want in Big Ten when you want to commit to running the ball and things like that. So that's where I think he'll start out there for sure.
Very good. All right, let's get back to the 22 class, which just the early signing day was last week. We know as fans it was a pretty good class. How about you as an insider? How do you look at this class overall?
Yeah, I came on board. I started working for Rivals, Penn State specifically, in November. But I had been tracking what Penn State was doing with their recruiting class, obviously leading up until then. And it was one of my favorite classes on paper that I saw that was being brought in by, some of these elite programs. And, I think when you look at the talent that they're bringing in top to bottom and you compare it to some of the other blue bloods that they're, recruiting against, whether it's Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, they're right there in there. And I think especially those core pieces that they're bringing in, it's one of the best, and they have some of the best talent, in my opinion, that's coming in with this 22 class for sure.
All right, well, we know a pretty lot about the elite guys that you alluded to, you know, the Aller, Nick Singleton, Dennis Sutton, Caden Saunders, the wide receiver. But who are the other guys in this class that impress you, the folks that we may not know too much about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's, like I said, I think you really go, you take a look at this class and really go top to bottom. I think you can find a lot to like at every position. I think it's very well-rounded. You said those guys are really, those guys get a lot of the headlines, the, you know, Drew and Singleton and Saunders. Those guys are the headliners, but it's littered with other four stars even in this class that maybe aren't just getting the same amount of love. One guy for sure, you know, Abdul Carter is the linebacker that I'm really, really high on. I think that he's got, you know, he's a little bit more quiet. He doesn't do a lot of the social media, a lot of the interviews and things like that. But when you pop on the film, you see, you know, an old school linebacker in frame. You know, he's 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", 225 pounds. So he reminds you more of your traditional box backer. But man, can he move. He can close. When he diagnoses and when he closes, he gets there with a vengeance. And, you know, so I think, you know, he's going to be somebody definitely that they're going to, you guys want to keep your eyes out for. You know, Malik McNeil is the big offensive lineman out of New York that I've been raving about lately. You know, he's only, you know, he's a little, he's going to be a project. You shouldn't expect to see him on the field, you know, within a year, maybe even 2 years. But he has all the athleticism in the world. He's 6'8", 340 pounds. He's like a dancing bear out there when you watch him playing football. And you know, a lot of his background is basketball, so you can see that, his footwork. And you know, Penn State had a chance to have him in camp, so they really had the opportunity to see his athleticism up close and personal and see what he's all about. But I just think that, you know, he's somebody with his dimensions and his athleticism, NFL scouts drool over that type of potential. So I think, you know, he's going to take some development, 1 to 2 years perhaps, maybe, you know, see where he's at after that. But I think he's got all the potential in the world. And I think, you know, again, there's quite a few guys that you could really point at. I think, you know, Keon Wiley, Ken Talley, a couple other guys that are really good in that defensive front group that they're bringing in. Zane Durant out of Florida. Very, very high on him. You know, you're going to look at him and you're going to see his dimensions. You'll see 6'1", 255 pounds, and maybe those dimensions don't blow you away for a defensive lineman. But when you watch him, he does a lot of his damage outside on the edge right now, okay, getting past the tackles with using his speed and his length to get past the tackles on the edge. But I think if he comes into that Penn State weight program and he puts on 30, 35 pounds, gets himself up to 290, 295, You're gonna really like what you have there in the middle of that defense, because he plays, he's quick off the ball, he's got extremely long arms. So even though he's 6'1", he's got 33-plus-inch arms, and they show up on film, and he knows how to use them. So that's something that I'm not so worried about, his height, because he's got such long arms. When he gets to that weight, though, he gets to 290, 295, and if he can keep his change of direction that he has right now at 255, 260, watch out, because that guy's got all the athleticism in the world. Once he gets in that strength program and adds weight, he's going to be somebody that can wreak havoc in that middle of that defense. So I'm pretty high on him as well, for sure.
I'm intrigued by some of these Philly guys that you've mentioned, like Keon Wiley, Abdul Carter. What's interesting to me is Abdul Carter's listed as a linebacker, and he comes in at 230 pounds. Keon Wiley, at only 210, is listed at defensive end. In looking at these guys, that there seems to be happening quite a bit. They're a linebacker / defensive end. When you scout these guys, what are you looking for that makes you point one way or the other for them?
Sure. That's a great question. It's actually a debate I've had recently about the backer position with a handful of people. You know, Abdul Carter has the size. When you're talking about a traditional backer inside the box, when you're going to have to handle, you know, whether, you know, I know the fullback's kind of a dying breed, but even pulling guards and then smacking you in the face in the middle of that box, you know, he's got that size where you don't have to worry about it. But I think personally, the biggest thing that you really have to be looking for when you're evaluating the linebacker position, and if they can fit inside versus outside. Now, when you're on the outside, you know, you're going to want somebody that's got a quick first step, somebody that can come off the edge, can bend, and get after the quarterback, because that's the name of the game when you're out there. Sacks, you know, you want to see sacks and production out there. The thing that I don't think gets enough credit, though, when you're looking at somebody, whether or not they can play inside backer, is their eyes and their instincts in the middle of that. Because when you're playing inside the box and you've got all that, you know, I like to call it muck happening in front of you, and there's a lot of things that you have to be able to diagnose, Are your instincts and your eyes taking you in the right direction? Or are you kind of getting caught up in all of that? And then all of a sudden you're playing behind a block and then you're seeing the running back go in front of you, you know, for a big gain. And I think that's one of the harder things that people, it's hard to really know whether or not a backer has that. You kind of usually have to be able to see it on film. When they see a play happening, are their eyes diagnosing? Are they filtering through the muck? And how are their instincts? Because if they don't have that, then they're going to struggle inside the box. Now, outside on the edge, outside on the edge, you see a lot of those guys being a little bit more of your thinner guys. You know, you're 210, you're 220, hoping that when they get to college program, they can bulk up. But I think out there, what you're really looking for, especially if they're on that lighter side, is their quick first step. You know, can they get the edge? Can they get to the quarterback? And then as a plus, do they have the athleticism to potentially drop them out into coverage? You know, because that's a lot of things what we like, you know, defensive coordinators like and do more and more with these guys that you're bringing in is the versatility. You don't want to have to bring them off the field in a situation where maybe they're not going to be rushing. So do they have that versatility where they can maybe drop, you know, and play the flats in coverage? Things like that is what you're looking for. And then, you know, if they're going to be on the strong side, more on the strong side of the defensive end, and then you want to be more physical, have the ability more to hold up at the point of attack. So those guys are going to be a little bit bigger, but they maybe don't have the eyes that can play inside or the athleticism to play inside a backer. So maybe that's how they slid more over to that strong side defensive end.
Gotcha. Tell me, I fully expect Nick Singleton to be a factor right away as a true freshman. If he's not starting that first game, I feel pretty good that he's going to be in the rotation. What other players in this class can you look at and say, you know what, that's a kid who could probably see the field his first year on campus?
Yeah, I think, well, obviously I think J.B. Nelson, the JUCO transfer offensive lineman, somebody that you should look for to help. Anytime you're bringing in an older guy like that, I mean, the expectation should be that he should be able to get to the field sooner than later, be somewhat of a transition, but he's done a good job transforming his body. But then really, I think the other one, obviously Denai Dennis Sutton's one that you should, you know, should be expecting some early time production. He's going to have to learn to play a little bit lower, but his first step's amazing. I think Caden Saunders, his ability to separate and route running, when you're looking at somebody to get on the field early, if they have that ability, then that gives him a leg up, and he's definitely somebody I think should be able to get on the field earlier than later.
Fantastic. Time goes so quick with this great information.
It does.
Real quick, though, Eric, could you tell our listeners where they could find all of your content and information?
Yeah, so I'm over at Nittany Nation. So it's PennState.Rivals.com. For anybody that wants to follow us along, you know, we're doing some really good things right there. We got a lot of guys bringing great content. So, you know, Nittany Nation is the spot to be if you're looking for day-to-day Penn State information, for sure.
Fantastic. Eric, thanks so much for being on. But that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.